This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump, hospitalized with the coronavirus, has taken a surprise motorcade ride near Walter Reed National Military Medical Center earlier this evening as what he called a little surprise for his well-wishers, conducting an impromptu vigil outside the hospital. Video of the event recorded at least one person screaming, "We love you," at the president, who waved from the passenger window of a black SUV while wearing a mask. Meanwhile, the campaign of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has said he has once again tested negative for coronavirus after participating unmasked with the president in a televised debate on Tuesday. Several of the people attending the debate in support of President Trump have now tested positive for coronavirus. President Trump entered the hospital on Friday. On Sunday, he tweeted that he's getting great reports from his doctors. First Lady Melania Trump, who also has COVID-19, is recovering at the White House. Sunday marked 30 days before the November 3rd presidential election. Mr. Trump's opponent, Biden, said Friday he was sending prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and the President of the United States. The coronavirus has killed nearly 210,000 people in the United States and infected about 7.4 million across the country. That's according to Johns Hopkins University data. Meanwhile, the White House is tracing a flurry of new infections among close Trump aides and allies. Attention is focused in particular on a September 26th White House event introducing Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. There's a court vacancy following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At this event, more than 150 people gathered in the White House Rose Garden, mingling, hugging, and shaking hands, mostly without masks. VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has shortened his scheduled trip to Asia after President Trump's positive COVID-19 test. He left for Japan today, but planned stops in South Korea and Mongolia are no longer on his itinerary, according to the U.S. State Department. Tens of thousands of people marched through the center of the Belarusian capital, Minsk, on Sunday to demand that authorities free political prisoners, and police turned water cannons on them. The march crowned a series of rallies in Belarus since an August 9th election in which President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory. His opponents say it was rigged to hand him a sixth term in power. The political crisis in Belarus has caused broad repercussions for Minsk and its ally, Moscow. This week, the European Union and the United States imposed sanctions on senior Belarusian officials. They spared Lukashenko himself. The crisis has also raised the possibility of more sanctions against Moscow. If it decides to help Lukashenko, the ruble has already dropped steeply at the prospect. Heavy fighting continued Sunday between Armenian and Azerbaijan's forces in Nagorno-Karabakh, a primarily ethnic Armenian region in Azerbaijan. Azerbaijani officials said Armenian forces had begun attacking Azerbaijan's second-largest city, Ganja. Unverified videos on Twitter from government officials showed damaged buildings. Azerbaijan's defense ministry rejected accusations that Azerbaijan's military had targeted civilians. Officials in Nagorno-Karabakh have said nearly 200 of their service personnel have been killed. Azerbaijan confirmed the death of at least 24 civilians. Seven bodies were found in a region straddling the French-Italian border near Nice on Sunday. After torrential rains swept houses and roads away, officials in both countries said. Five of the bodies were discovered in northwestern Italy, while two more were found in France. It brings to nine the number of people found dead after fierce rains and howling gales of wind lashed the border area on Friday. French firefighters said another 21 people were missing, eight of them known to be as a direct result of the storm. A small group of people wearing a white garment symbolic of the Muslim pilgrimage circled Islam's holiest site in Mecca on Sunday after Saudi Arabia lifted coronavirus restrictions that had been in place for months. The kingdom took the rare step in early March of suspending the smaller year-round Umrah pilgrimage that draws millions from around the world. As the coronavirus morphed into a global pandemic and prompted countries to impose lockdowns and curfews to slow transmission. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.